I'll call the meeting of April 11th to order. We do have a quorum present, Representative Lilly.
Good morning, Chair. I'd like to move the minutes from our April 9th meeting.
Representative Lilly, move the minutes for the April 9th meeting. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Minutes are approved. I will be presiding as Chair Murphy will be presenting her bill. Chair Murphy, do you move House File 2529 to get it before the division with a recommendation that it be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chair Murphy. Chair Murphy, we also have the House File 2529 DE1 amendment to get in the shape you desire.
Mr. Chair, I do move the adoption of the DE1 amendment to 2529.
Chair Murphy moves the adoption of House File 2529 DE1 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion prevails and the DE1 amendment to House File 2529 is adopted. Chair Murphy, you have an author's amendment. And does everyone have a copy of the amendment labeled A4?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of H2529A4 be incorporated into the DE1 amendment.
And then I do want to note that we have a technical amendment. Ms. Dyson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. There's one addition to the A4 amendment. On page 2 of the amendment, after line 11, inserts page 64, line 30, delete special revenue and insert general. This is in the Greater Minnesota Child Care Facilities Grant Program where the change is changing the special revenue fund to the general fund, and this was one more special revenue fund reference that has to be changed to general fund. So that should be incorporated into the A4 amendment.
Mr. Chair, I approve of that technical amendment.
Okay, so we have the technical oral amendment before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it. The oral amendment prevails. Chair Murphy has moved the A4 amendment. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion prevails and the A4 author's amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much, and members of the committee, thank you very much. This, with the addition of the A4 amendment and the technical amendment, it puts the committee omnibus bill in order that I would be very proud to bring to the next committee, Ways and Means, and to the floor of the House of Representatives and to the people of Minnesota. I thank you all for participating in the formation of this and for the time that you dedicated to listening to the people of Minnesota bring their concerns and needs before this committee. And the discussions that we had from the very first day that built up to this product of what we heard and what we saw. It is the foundation that previous bonding committees made that allowed us to proceed as we did. And I thank the work of all the bonding committees before us and all the people that are here present today and had any input whatsoever in our communities. But this is truly a One Minnesota bill. It reaches all corners of the state. It reaches the people. But most of all, it takes care of the previous investments that have been made in all of the agencies and the buildings that the state of Minnesota owns across the state. It's providing good workplaces for our state employees and it's providing good ways to get from one part of the state to another part of the state with the transportation part of this bill. It connects Minnesotans in so many ways, in recreation and in following their work ethic and following their hopes and dreams. And we have all had a part in putting that together. And I think that it is something that, as we move on, can only get better. But it's a very good start. There are other amendments, Mr. Chair, and although I'm not as enthusiastic about them, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, the next amendment is labeled the A2. Does everyone have a copy of the A2? And Representative Dean, would you like to move your amendment?
I will not move the A2. I have a subsequent amendment that I think is a little bit more surgical than the A2 is.
Sounds good. We, Representative Dean, will not move the A2 amendment. Next up, we have the A3 amendment. Does everyone have a copy of the A3 amendment? Representative Sandstad, would you move the A3 amendment?
So moved.
Representative Sandstad would like to move the A3 amendment. Can you speak to your amendment, please?
What this amendment does is just appropriates money for flood hazard mitigation for Western mine pits, as there is a concern going on over there. And currently that the language that we have would not allow for mine pit flood hazard mitigation. This language would allow for that.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I have no objection to that.
Representative Pearson?
This is public infrastructure?
This is state property, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion? Representative Sensta has moved the A3 amendment. Hearing no further discussion, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion prevails. The A3 amendment is adopted. Member, next up, we have the House File 2529. 985 amendment. Representative Dean, do you want to move the A5 amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The A5 amendment varies from the A2 amendment. The A2 amendment took out all of the section regarding the Capital Complex long-term plan, which is on page 16. And what the A5 amendment does is instead is it makes it clear that the paragraph prior to line 23, that it does not prohibit the limited use of money appropriated under the purpose of Minnesota statutes, and it ends up deleting lines 17.3 through 17.9, which actually prohibits the demolition of the Ford building. And I think if we're going to fund a capital complex long-term plan, that we give the authority to actually do that long-term plan and determine if the demolition should take place or if it should not take place. I think if the goal of this original section was to preserve the Ford building, it should have been done as preserve the Ford building, not as part of a capital complex long-term plan. And so what I've done is I've just said if we're going to authorize them to do it, that we allow them as part of that planning process to determine whether or not it should be allowed to be demolished or not. So that's pretty much what it does. It's kind of simple. It allows them to do the plan, but it doesn't restrict them on should they determine that the necessity of demolition should be the proper use of that building.
Representative Murphy?
Mr. Chair, I would like a division of that amendment.
Can you speak to the division of the amendment?
I think the first part is fine. I would like more discussion on the second part. I would like it divided on page 16, separate from page 17.
Ms. Dyson, can you explain the two parts of the amendment, please?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the division on the amendment A5, the division would be between line 4 and 5, so that those are the two parts that would be voted on separately.
So Representative Murphy moves the first part, lines 1.1 to 1.4 of the A5 amendment.
I'm not.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. The motion is prevail. Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dean, how long is this long-range plan been in existence?
I know that Department of Administration goes through planning at a regular basis to sort of understand what's going on at the campus. You know, to the division, I think that I have no concern about how we divided this. I think that, you know, as we allow them to do their work, when we prohibit them to do their work, it kind of is a bit contrary, and that's why the first section of this was in place. I mean, the work they do is great. We have a great campus. If you've had the opportunity to travel to other capitals and other areas throughout the country, I think that Minnesota is one of the states that does it right. And I think that allowing the Department of Administration to continue doing the work that they're doing is something we should do. I actually think that $80,000 is a very, very small amount for asking what they what this particular section does. But at the same time, I understand that we need to give them a little funding to do that.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dean, I had a conversation with the people from the Department of Administration about the long-term plan, and I'm convinced at this time that indeed they are going to proceed with the long-term plan. It's been dormant for a while, and I think that we have, this bill has encouraged them to realize that they need to pick up the pace a lot faster than they have been doing with the long-term plan. But I think that we received enough testimony about the Ford building and the campus and the CAP board that I would like the words of Ford Building to stay in here no matter what the Department Administration ends up with. I would totally respect what they deem the best plan after the careful long-range plan is in culmination. But I don't want to leave sight that there could still be value of the Ford plan in the capital area. And so for as we move forward, I would like more discussion about this and about the Ford building. Not a whole lot of discussion about it, but so that the message gets across that it should be considered as a part of the history of the area. And they do need a little money, and $80,000 is a little money, but it's a step forward for the, to, as I said, to set up the, step up the pace on this, and to really just say, well, we haven't done anything with it in 9 years, so let it go. It's kind of like a link to the future. And maybe we have to give it up. but maybe we don't either. And as the CAP board talks with them and the department talks and listens, maybe we'll all be smiling at the end. So I would prefer to keep the language.
Representative
Dean? Mr. Chair and Chair Murphy, I certainly understand your concern, and maybe it is the language that concerns me, because lines 3 through 9 are pretty restrictive, and I agree with you that they should consider the restoration and what that looks like and what that would cost and what it would entail, and including considering the historical value. I think that that's something that should be considered. But it also clearly states must not consider demolition or the use of space for a parking lot. Now, I'm fine with no parking lot. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be one of the most non-anti-car people that you find, except when I'm driving to the Capitol. which, by the way, for all of you that had to drive 94 through Minneapolis, I apologize. For some reason, it was an ice rink, and it was really, really dangerous. So I apologize for being late. But the fact that it says the study can't even consider demolition is a bit concerning for me. And that's why I introduced the amendment. I don't want to make this a contentious issue. When we look at the bill, that's a $1.5 billion bill to throw down a sword over $80,000 seems like the wrong thing to do. But at the same time, I'm really concerned about clearly stating that it must not consider demolition as part of the study. And with that, I'm trying to figure out if I should withdraw this. I see heads nodding. Well, we have a divided amendment right now, so maybe what we should do is vote on the first part.
We did
vote? Okay. And so on, we passed it? I voted for it?
Yeah.
I did. Thank you. So what I'll do is can we withdraw a divided motion? Well,
Ms. Dyson,
can we ask staff if we can do that?
Ms. Dyson.
Mr. Chair, I'm not quite clear what you're asking.
Representative Dean?
Okay, Mr. Chair and Ms. Dyson, we had an amendment before us, and we have now divided the amendment.
Correct.
We voted upon the first part of the amendment. Is it possible for me, as the author of the bill at this point, even though the amendment is been divided, can I withdraw the remainder of the amendment?
Ms. Dyson.
Mr. Chair, I believe so.
Representative Dean.
God, this is hard. I'll withdraw the amendment.
Representative Dean, have withdrawn the second part of the amendment, and members, I want to be clear that the first part of the divided amendment was adopted of the 8-5. So there are no more amendments. Is there any further discussion to House File 2529 as amended? Further discussion.
Are you okay, Tor?
Am I okay?
I asked him to wait because I thought you had a clock.
Representative Erdahl.
I do, but it doesn't need to be answered.
So this is the vote on the bill as amended.
Yes.
And I want to commend Chair Murphy for the time and effort and innovation that's been put in putting this bill together, and the committee for their hard work and the hours of evaluation. But that said, I don't think it's any secret that the Health Republican Caucus has some problems with this bill in terms of the size, in terms of the fact that we would like to see a more complete vetting of these projects. And historically, we tour the state and we look at these. And we did hear a lot of projects, but it was kind of like speed dating that we were doing here. Not that I've ever done that. But even though I do not foresee a great future for the bill as currently presented, I do remain committed to attempting to find a way to get the 81 votes so that we can get a bill done. I think it's an important step in doing that. It will be at some point when the leaders of the caucuses come together and present us with a number that we feel that we can work with, and again, a number that I will do my best to try to get us to 81 votes on the House floor. So, that said, no, we are opposed to the bill again. Constituted before the end of the session, we find a way to get something done. Because the needs, I grant you, are there.
Representative Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Chair Murphy. I just want to tell you how much I felt valued through this process on this committee. This is my seventh year now on capital investment, and I think that committee members have had the opportunity to engage much more. Not just in hearing the bills, but also being involved in sort of going through the process of, you know, breaking down each of the projects and making decisions and prioritizing those and all those types of things that hasn't always been the way it's been done in the past, and that's not meant to throw any shade on the past two chairs that were here. And I just think it's a way that all of us get to engage in a collective manner versus as sort of an individual manner and consider the projects that are important to us without really thinking about the total needs throughout the state. So I just want to say thank you. And I've been, you know, I don't want to say I've enjoyed my time this year because it's been hard. It's been a lot of work. But I think it's been incredibly valuable. And I hope that as we continue to move forward that we've sort of created a new paradigm in how capital investment committee members are involved in shaping the bonding bill that will come before us on the floor. So, again, thank you.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Chair Murphy, for your sincere efforts on this bill. I just have one thing to say, and that is the people that think the Ford Building should be saved better get to work and come up with a plan to do that, because it has been sitting there for as long as I've been at the legislature, and it is deteriorating because nobody's doing anything with it, and it's a shame. If it's going to be saved, it should be saved soon. Otherwise, we're going to need more dynamite.
Mm-hmm. I recognize that, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Chair Murphy. I asked to be on this committee. I love it. It's been an honor to be here. You've included all of us in discussions and the public. It's been a great process. I think the bill covers, you know, the state from one end to the other, from side to side, and is thoughtful. And I really commend you for that. And I think all of us as members should be proud of this effort. And as we heard, there's a great need, and it addresses much of that need, and the Minnesota has the capacity to do this. So, and then we heard that as well. So we could actually go quite large, and I think it's a great effort, and I think it is important to protect. You know, much of this is protecting what we have, putting roofs on our university and Minsky U campuses. I mean, that's something we all can be proud of, working on our water infrastructure and those sort of things. But anyways, it's a great bill, and I thank you for including us on this journey and the public. You really have been thoughtful, and I think I'd have a hard time, any of us should probably have a hard time voting against it, because it really is good for Minnesota, because I don't think anybody's going to get up on the House floor and say this is bad for our state, and that's really what we're here for. So thank you, Chair Murphy.
Representative Constantine.
Thank you, Chair Lee. The needs are real. We are still in historically low interest rates, and costs are rising. I don't believe any of us would let our own homes deteriorate if we have the ability to get them fixed and wait for till things got worse. So I hope we can get the real needs that are actually at an emergency level taken care of.
Representative Pearson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Murphy. I know we have a rule that's longstanding, you and I do, of gazing upon each other adoringly on the House floor when the other is speaking. That's because we sat so close to each other that we would be on camera during my very first term. And so it is very hard for me to vote against a Mary Murphy bill, because I do know you sincerely care about the state of Minnesota. You've cared about all of us as you went through this process. You've certainly engaged and worked with the minority and the majority to put this together. And sincerely, I can tell that you want what's best for the state of Minnesota as you put this bill forward. So I want to thank you for that. I'm worried you might not have enough votes here this morning. And it's because of two things. Number one, the bill isn't big enough. And number two, the bill is too big. So I hope things will go well for you, but it's a pretty close count here this morning as I do the math. So I appreciate the caucuses and their specific positions. As to the fact that interest rates are low, that's certainly very true. And as a realtor, I certainly am benefiting from a vibrant real estate market in my area, and I think a lot of people are in construction are successful right now because of that, and that also drives up the cost of construction. So this argument that interest rates are low, so we should spend the money now, construction costs are very high right now too because of the availability of labor. We do have a robust economy and a booming economy, and of course, we want that to continue to boom and get stronger and grow, but sometimes when we put these people to work on the public sector jobs, that actually drives up the cost for the private sector too. So there's a balance there to some of that, and in this robust bonding bill that we have here will have an impact on that throughout the state of Minnesota, and I'm very concerned about that. The final thing that I have a concern about is, again, a robust bonding bill in a non-traditional bonding year. A bill of this size and magnitude is going to set a precedent. And it's a precedent that we as a committee will really have a difficult time overcoming. You've certainly put us through the gauntlet this year, and we've heard a lot of bills. And frankly, I, this is only my third year on the committee. And so, Representative Dean, the 7 years that you've been on this, again, that experience, I think, speaks volumes. But moving forward, I sympathize or am concerned for first-term members who come in here during what everyone goes through during their first term of just trying to figure everything out, and have these proposals put in front of you within your office and within this committee, and to try to sort all that out in the context of the needs of the entire state of Minnesota, and in the context of even the full understanding of the depth and breadth of government in the state of Minnesota. It's really hard to really pin down these priorities and understand how important those are. And now, because we're doing a robust bonding bill during the budget year, now, the number of people that will be coming to this building during the budget year with their bonding proposals moving forward, that will be amplified. because I feel like we've just seen a fraction of what the actual needs are here in the state of Minnesota. Because most people anticipate this isn't a bonding year. But now we're setting a precedent where before we've taken our bus tours and before we've had, you know, some just general analysis of what the bonding bill and capital investment committee is tasked to do, when we take care of a few smaller projects during the budget year like we traditionally do, now everyone's going to want to get to the starting line. And everyone's going to want to get to the starting line during the budget year. And I think it's an ill-placed priority during this term to put that priority now. And because we're doing it now, 2 years from now, during the budget year, I think these seats will be much fuller during the budget year. And I think it sets a bad precedent. I think we should vote this down, with all due respect to the chair. I think we should vote this down. I think we should reconsider a much smaller, much more scaled back, much more approachable bill that will not only serve our term well for this budget year, but it will set us up for success during the bonding year, and it will set us up for success for the precedent that we set for the years into the future. So thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mrs. Chair.
Representative Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I can't see Representative Murphy. No, that's okay. You don't need to move. Oh, there we go. I just want to thank Chair Murphy for a wonderful committee time, and Chair Murphy, I know your heart, and I appreciate that, and your caring for our state and our committee and so on. So I think it's been a good experience. I've enjoyed hearing these many projects, but I do have concern, members, over both the size of this and then the lack of vetting. I just don't think, I mean, I appreciated getting through all these and listening for 2 minutes at a time, but I just don't feel like I have a good grasp of all these when we're starting to figure out which ones to do, which ones not to do, and so on. As for the debt portion of it, I understand that those in the know have decided that, you know, Minnesota can afford so much debt and so on. But I don't think it's always wise to go right up to that limit. In my own household, I don't do that because I know future years down the line, things may not quite be the same, and I just don't want to take on that much debt personally when I do things at home, and I don't think we should as a state either. Just because it's there doesn't mean we need to do that. So I would like to see more vetting of the projects. I'm looking forward to this summer and actually getting some hands-on view of many of these things, and then in hopes of next year having a bonding bill that we can all vote on. So thank you, Chair Murphy, again for your leadership.
Thank you.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Democracy is an amazing thing. We each have one person, one vote, and every legislator here, whether they're brand new or have been here a while longer, have the same vote and the same capacity to understand legislation and bills and listen to the testimony. I think we were sometimes better off when we used to refer to this as public works rather than capital investment, because public works encompasses what this is, things that are working for the public and also priming the pump for the economy, getting people working. We have strong economy now, but we also have areas of the state where the economy is not strong and where public investment into public infrastructure provides for public work later on. It helps build the foundation for the future. And so this broad, comprehensive bill, which has heaper everywhere, not shovel ready, but what we used to call paintbrush ready or fix it jobs, provides a lot of work and upkeep and makes our state shine. So I think this is a good public works bill that I'll be proud to be voting for. And I think anyone, whether they are brand new or have been here for a long time, can vote for this, and that the public will be proud of it because they're going to see the work that happens, whether they're in the suburbs, whether they're in the city, or whether in greater Minnesota. They will see the impact of these public works.
Further discussion.
Chair Murphy, any final comments or remarks?
I appreciate everything that everyone has said, and I understand how you vote. I renew my motion to refer House File 2529 as amended be sent to Ways and Means, and thank you all for your work.
Chair Murphy renews her motion that House File 2529 as amended is re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The motion prevails, and House File 2529 as amended is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Staff is directed to make technical changes that are necessary and intended by the division. Next on the agenda for today is House File 2129. Chair Murphy.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House File 2129 is the Rural Finance Authority bill that we heard and had an informational hearing on, and I would like to refer this and send it to Ways and Means Committee. It will be a vehicle bill if needed.
Chair Murphy moves House File 2129 with a recommendation that is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Chair Murphy, I think it's a needed good division and good support.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Chair Murphy renews her motion that House File 2129 is referred to Ways and Means. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay. The motion prevails. Members, the Capital Investment Division will no longer be meeting at our regular standing committee days and time. All future Capital Investment Division meetings this session will be at the call of the chair. Thank you, and this meeting is adjourned.